With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Now joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, this guy knows a little something about this. He can hit this with a six string, acoustic or electric. Tim Allen, the franchise.
Either one. Yeah, we play this song.
Is there a better one to allow Tim Allen to be the superstar of the Tim Allen Band, electric or acoustic?
No, I'm not. First of all, that's not the name of the band.
That is
Secondly,
the name of the band.
I'm not the star of the band. I'm just on the side, just doing my thing. Hey, the off season is here. I heard you guys talking about ticket stubs, and I'm with Sparky on that. I as you guys know, I collect everything. I did find throughout this offseason, going through some old sports boxes and bins and such, two 8x10 autographs, one Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh!
And the other, the late, great Walter Payton.
Sweet.
Oh! I forgot I even had these things.
So goodness gracious.
See what happens when you just store things a little bit and come back to reward you.
It pays off being a hoarder.
Well, yeah, that, and see what happens when you just hang out. You're like, what am I going to do? Well, I guess I'll dig up this box that's sitting down in the basement, then I'll go through this level. And you've cleaned this out, and this is what you're finding that you found through. Now, your box of Brewer Love that we brought in last year on the Facebook live show,
right,
that was epic. So you're doing basically that on, like, a Tuesday morning before Yasmani Grandal decides to sign for 4 years, $73 million?
You know, it's every day. It's like you get a new gift. But wait, there's more.
Every day is Christmas at the Tim Allen household.
It is in the off season, the alcoholism has reared its ugly head again this off season.
Well,
so,
that's all right.
Yeah, you know what? I detox every March anyway, so it's good.
Timmy, today 4 years, $73 million for Yasmani. Talk about a dude winning the gamble on himself. That's the exact same annual value that he signed the 1 year, $18.25 million with the Brewers last year. He gets $18.25 for now 4 years with the White Sox. Just Robert Murray reported it earlier, said one source told him, quote, "We tried."
Yeah, and I guess they didn't want to go the 4 years. That's a lot of money right there. And I know the offensive numbers look great. They do. Defensively, as you and I discussed throughout the post games, it was way improved. Now, I don't know, like, from a backstop standpoint, it was improved. I don't know how improved the pitch selection was. I had some questions on that later on in the year. So that's about the only blemish on him. But offensively, you can't argue. You know, the best offensive catcher in the game. And the White Sox, they got a decent, way more than decent offensive player. It's some rich money, and we'll see how pitch selection, pitch calling changes here in 2020. We'll just see.
So let me ask you this then. Would you have given him that same deal if you were the Brewers? Because I said earlier there's no way, no how I would have, because with him at his age and a four-year deal with those needs and how much he plays that position of catcher, I'm just not willing to gamble on that. Where if you're the White Sox, you can stick him in the DH for the last year of that deal or last 2 years of that deal and still come out looking pretty good because of his bat.
Makes total sense, and I agree with you. That's just too rich. It's not economically where the Brewers are right now to spend that kind of, not only the money, but the years, and then you might be stuck with that at the tail end. It's a little bit of a hit, guys. It is. Now, on the other hand, offensively, you will have Keston Hira for the full year. You will have Lorenzo Cain bouncing back to be Lorenzo Cain again. I'm pretty convinced in that. I think he struggled with injuries all season long. So offensively, can they get by without Yasmani Grandal? I think the Keston Hira is the key there. And I do believe that Keston Hira, you look at the prorated numbers, look at his numbers, and then just basically double those numbers, they have a stud second baseman. They do.
They have, Tim, an offensive version of, like, I think back to the best hitting second basemans I can think who were just not great defenders, like Dan Uggla in the middle of those Marlins lineups back in the day, and then went on to the Braves. I mean, you're penciling in almost 30 bombs there at that spot, and the run production that he's going to bring. I totally agree. They have a total hit there. But the immediate response we were getting was, well, here it is. Here's the Brewers pinching pennies again and not wanting to go back and compete with the big guys again. David Stearns told Craig Counsell, and we heard this from Craig Counsell after they clinched their playoff spot for the second straight year. He walked up to him, and they had a conversation at Miller Park where he said, dude, we're going to go get Yasmani Grandal because we need to get back to the playoffs again. We need to get back into this team and this organization going to back-to-back playoff appearances, first time in almost 30-some years that this has happened. Do you see, with all the question marks that they have right now in front of them on this roster, maybe they're taking a step back from that approach this year, and we could see a little bit milder offseason for this group?
They do have question marks, and I agree. And they may be forced into, you know, guys like Travis Shaw, just rolling the dice on guys like that, a guy like that. And it may not be, he may not be in the organization as of yet. I look at it this way. Having the flexibility to make your moves, and I look at that as an advantage. And a lot of times a team is landlocked in. They've got their guys, and there's really, outside of maybe a bullpen arm here or there, that they can do. Even if a good deal comes up to them, even if a good trade is offered to them, they still sort of are handcuffed a little bit. And again, this is the optimist in me, saying that the flexibility can be utilized as a benefit too.
So to tell me this, last year's payroll was much higher than everybody thought it was going to be. The beat writers, everybody was thinking, oh, they're done. And then all of a sudden they signed Grandal, and it was like, oh, where did that come from? And we talked about earlier in the show as far as how their budget's put together, right? So ticket sales are very important, and Brewer fans have been rock stars buying tickets. Food and beverage is very important, so you have that number from what you had last year, probably project something similar for this year. But then the third one, which I think allows them to raise their overall budget for this upcoming season as far as how much they can spend, is merchandising and how much money they're making off of that. With this brand new launch of all these new logos, all this new apparel and merchandise that they're going to have, I would think you'd have to project at least a 20 to 25% increase in sales over what you sold last year in the pro shops and the fan sites and everything else that goes along with it. I think their payroll will be larger this year than it was last year.
There's no doubt that this organization should match dollar for dollar what St. Louis is doing. Right? So when you compare apples to apples, and I know St. Louis isn't the biggest market in the world either. They seem to always be $20 million more than the Brewers.
Oh, big time, for sure. But don't you think their TV contract might be a little bit richer than the Brewers, Tim?
Well, and that's why Stevie's point is well taken, that
sure,
you get creative in getting some ancillary income and you know, adding to the revenue. We can all, and we've done it, all three of us have done it over the years, saying, man, look at the worth of this team. Mark Adonasio bought it for this. It's now mm-hmm. worth this. It's got an annual revenue of, you know, a profit margin of $60 to $70 million a year, and it continues to escalate, which is all valid. And I get that, and I would say that I will go off on that tangent three or four times, as usual, coming up this season, this championship season. But we're not there, you know, with the profit and loss statements, and we're not there with David Stearns asking his boss for more money. But there is no reason why they can't go toe-to-toe, dollar for dollar. That doesn't mean you go wild and blind and just go on a shopping spree and rack up a credit card. And that, to me, sometimes gets to me, too, where this argument of, it's not just about spending money, it's about spending money properly. Well, of course it is. We do that at home. It's how we buy a car and buy our houses. But you do have to get to a certain level. Tampa Bay's the outlier in this, that they seem to make it work with a low payroll. That's not the norm. The norm is money does equate to a certain degree of winning, and you got to meet that bar. So they know that, too. What they'll spend here, I think, is directly correlated with Christian Yelich. And if they get an indication that Yelich is willing to stay here, mm-hmm. willing to accept long-term, willing to accept probably less money here, I think that plays a part in the next year or two.
Do you think if they lose Mike Moustakas, they're in a lot of trouble?
There's a lot of questions. And if you're going to lose a 30-homer guy in Grandal, I think he had, what, 28? You're going to lose a 30-homer guy in Moustakas. You got to make that up somewhere. And again, I just talked about Keston Hira, and he will soften the blow on some of that. But you're going to have to get some thump back in here. If you're going to lose both of those guys, someone's got to have some 25-homer thump. And I don't know if it's Braun. I don't know, you know, necessarily where Shaw. That's going to come from quite yet. Or Shaw, even, getting back to a 30-homer guy. That's probably the biggest gamble right there is 21.
Well, and also talk about the home runs that you're losing, because it does not seem to me that Eric Thames is going to come walking back through that door either. And he's a guy that doesn't necessarily fit into a long-term strategy, however, but he could be what you need right now. Tim, there's so much Brewers conversation that I want to get into.
I just love it. Love it.
They then bring Corey Ray onto the 40-man roster. I don't see how he's going to factor into the team. Zach Brown gets left unprotected in the Rule 5 draft. There's so much to get into.
Boy, Lucas Ersig. Yeah, he's unprotected. Yeah,
he's unprotected for a reason. I can tell you that much right now. And I wish, to be completely honest, I wish Jacob Nottingham could be left unprotected at this moment.
He should
just
bite the bullet and do the post game with us.
Yeah, why not? I mean, honestly, or Hot Stove Weekly. You're starting up on the toy drive.
If Nottingham is the opening day catcher, you're not going to be happy.
I'm going to be stunned, is what I'm going to be. I'm going to be absolutely floored.
No, they're going to have to do a little bit better than that.
There's no way.
Yeah, that's a tough situation to be in, because we knew that catching was an issue here by virtue of the Nottingham trade, Jet Bandy, and then some of these guys just not working out. They can't afford to wait on a Peyton Henry. I mean, they need a catcher now, a big-time veteran catcher.
And you know who, Timmy, I didn't realize was going to probably be in that role, and I'm upset at myself for not realizing it. Your boy, David Freitas. How about it? PCL League average batting champion, going to be the starting catcher opening day for the Milwaukee Brewers. How do you feel about that?
Let's see what they do around the rest of the infield.
Sure.
No, I mean,
that's true.
Crazy things happen. Young guys hit the ground running at times, and maybe he is the guy.
All right, Timmy, we're going to hear from you tomorrow, 6 to 10 with Chuck Freeman.
We'll be talking some Packers football. NFC is wild. AFC, pretty wild, too. And maybe a little fantasy football. We'll squeeze in some Brewers. Bucks.
Another win tonight. You can take it to the bank and cover with that 13 points.
First 10 road games, they end up 8-2. That's a big-time indicator, guys. It is.
Yep, they're back on the floor tonight. Timmy, can't wait. I'll hear you tomorrow for 4 full hours on Chuck and Winkler.
Tomorrow morning, thanks.
Thanks, buddy. That was fun. Tim Allen here on the Wendy's Big Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.